Hi, this morning I'm talking about in life when you feel like you're just taking a really steep climb up that hill and it feels really hard going. My name's Jane Hinchliffe and I'm from www.janehinchliffe.com. And this is based on a post I wrote on my blog on the 26th, though, a few days ago. And really this post was sparked from a comment that one of my sons made on a walk that we were taking as a family. It was Bank Holiday Monday the week before last, and it was whilst we were taking this walk, we were with our boys and a husband and our little dog Mia, and we were just taking a nice walk around a nearby reservoir. And our sons had their scooters with them, and I'd packed a picnic for us. And unbelievably, it wasn't raining. We'd had a lot of rain preceding that week, so it was really nice to be out. And we live in quite a hilly area, so inevitably you encounter steep hills. And, you know, with children, well, adults too, when they encounter hills, we get a lot of grumbling and, oh, I can't make it up that hill, and all this kind of talk. So we had to kind of shivvy them along a little bit with encouragement. But when we were having dinner that night at home, our oldest son mentioned that he didn't particularly like the steep climbs, and he didn't think that kind of enhanced his walking experience very well. He didn't like those steep climbs. And as quick as a flash, I said to him, but what about the sensation of when you were whizzing down the hill? Didn't that feel good? And of course, he'd really enjoyed that bit. And so, kind of getting into the mum talk thing, you know, I said to him, well, sometimes you need to be able to, without the climb up the hill, you can't enjoy the ride down. And as I was saying all of this, it kind of struck me for my life as well, that I started to think of my life in terms of both currently and in the past. So it got me thinking, what if we could pause? And what if we could take in the scene of our upward climb and maybe even acknowledge the beauty of the way up? No matter how small, just one thing. So let's look at what's around us right here, what's right now. What's there underneath the discomfort of you climbing up that hill, metaphorically? And maybe acknowledging the challenge too, that it's not easy. But I don't think it's always meant to be. And yes, it's arduous, it hurts, it takes energy, it takes guts, determination, it feels very uncomfortable. And we might hate that climb, really resent it. And we'd rather just be down on the other side. But so often, climbing that hill is what we need to do, and often what we resist persists. But then just think, when we think we can't go any further, we reach the summit, and then you can look down and realise where you've come from, and it can fill you with awe and wonder, and yes, even gratitude for all that climbing. And thinking, you know, how did I manage that? But I've done it, and look what I've learnt along the way. And you maybe needed to avoid those nettles on the way up and duck under hanging branches and stop and take little breaks, but look where you've reached. So that's my invitation to you to embrace life and ourselves the creative way. Are you climbing up a steep hill or a mountain at the moment? Or maybe there's a series of them and you're really just weary, downhearted. Or perhaps you're on the way down from a steep climb and you're not quite sure what happened up there. No matter. Here are two questions for you to reflect upon by either writing in your journal or maybe getting out your paintbrush or pencil or some images that you might find in a magazine. So what is this steep, steep climb trying to show you? What is the lesson you need to learn in order to get to the top? So that's quite a big question there. What is this steep, steep climb trying to show you? And what is the lesson you need to learn in order to get to the top? And likewise, once you reach the bottom of the hill, how might you be changed from it? Because otherwise, you might find yourself climbing up the hill again. Okay, thanks very much for listening, and hop on over to www.janehinchliffe.com for more. And just so you know, quick note, embracing life, falling in love with your life, is going to be starting again as a class on July 1, but it is also available as a self-paced class for now. Or any time. And my other e-course is called Delight, and that will be available from the 1st of August. So just hop over to the website and you can get more information on that. So have a lovely day and talk to you another time. Thank you.